This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, everybody. This is John Jackson here live on the mic. Aaron is out this morning. He's going to be out all morning, and it is just us for the entire morning. So you guys got to get up. You got to get on your phone, and you got to call in here. You got to, because you got to know. You got to call in here. The number is 406-294-0970. I'm looking out. Strange enough, I'm used to it here this time of summer. Used to, should be already light out here, but it's just barely coming up. Like, all the street lights are still on and everything. It can't be already turning back, can it? I mean, what are we at? We at 21st of July here? It can't already be turning back from the summer. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love that if it did, but can't be. I want to start with just a random start with you guys this morning, because I just saw this a minute ago right before the show came on. And I'm going to read this to you. This is breaking news from Eric Daugherty. You guys are all familiar with the Epstein case. You guys know the lady who was Epstein's procurer and pimp, pretty much, was this lady named Ghislaine Maxwell. And she is in jail right now. She got convicted on numerous charges related to Epstein and went to jail. And here in this breaking news here, our favorite Attorney General Pam Bondi allegedly is ordering the DOJ to immediately get in contact with Ghislaine Maxwell about, and this is quotes, anyone who has committed crimes against victims. And here on to, this is from Deputy AG Blanche. I anticipate meeting with Ms. Maxwell in the coming days. Until now, no administration on behalf of the department had inquired about her willingness to meet with the government. Now, you constabulate on that for a second, right? Here you have the procurer, the pimp, Epstein's pimp, who they had on charges and sent to jail. And no one has talked to this woman. Are you trying to tell me that the FBI under Chris Wray and under Joe Biden never reached out to this woman to see if she wanted any kind of deal, to talk about all the things she saw, all the things she knew about Epstein? You mean to tell me that Ghislaine Maxwell herself and her attorneys did not reach out to the DOJ themselves, willing to talk for some kind of break in her sentencing? Apparently not. Apparently they've gone through the file and there's no reports in there that show anybody ever even trying to talk to her. My God, what does that tell you? Oh my God. Well, there is the music, and we're going to be right back here in a second. Like I said, it's just John Jackson with you all morning, so you got to call 406-294-0970. We will be right back.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine and some scattered showers and storms looking to develop around the area this afternoon. High temperature readings will range from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Then temperatures will drop back off into the lower 50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth holding bilateral talks Monday with the President of the Philippines.
We've made rapid progress enhancing real deterrence and upholding a free and open Asia Pacific. Through deepening our interoperability and expanding joint exercises.
Secretary Hegseth adding that they will focus on critical issues, including strengthening Philippine-U.S. relations and securing the Indo-Pacific region.
Together, we must forge a strong shield of real deterrence for peace ensuring the long-term security and prosperity for our nation.
President Ferdinand Marcos echoing this sentiment.
Our alliance, the United States and the Philippines, have formed a great part in terms of preserving the peace, in terms of preserving the stability of the South China Sea. But I would even go as far as to say in the entire Indo-Pacific region.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I started out this morning with just a random start that I just happened to see in breaking news, and I'll repeat it to you again. It turns out, according to releases from our DOJ right now, from Todd Blanche and from Pam Bondi, that no one apparently in the Chris Wray FBI or in the Biden DOJ reached out to try to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell when here she was, as you guys know, she was basically Epstein's pimp. Here she was facing a lot of time in jail, a lot of years. No one apparently reached out to her, and she and her attorneys apparently didn't reach out to the DOJ to get any kind of break. Let me tell you something, guys. I was in federal law enforcement for 30 years. You know how many times that ever happened? Zero. Okay. Zero. Every single defendant that knows they are jammed up, knows they are guilty and sees discovery and knows they are done for will have their attorney reach out to the government because they want to make a deal. They want to see what kind of deal they can get for cooperation. And we will be reaching out to them, too, if we know things we want to hear. And apparently there's nothing in the files that they ever talked to her or even tried. I mean, now, that leads you to one conclusion. What does that tell you? They didn't want to hear what she had to say. That's your only conclusion. Absolutely, there is no other option here, okay? And why don't they want to hear what she's going to say? Because she's going to finger friends of theirs. Period. Punto. Absolutely, 100%. And I already see we have Nancy on line one. I think she wants to talk about that already. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, Montana Talk Center. Good morning, John. You know, this Jeffrey Epstein case has always fascinated me. The guy was such a creep. And I just want to make some points here. I know that Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee and Congressman Hutchinson of Tennessee just about 3 years ago were doing a intense investigation into this case, and they did find flight logs of the people that flew to the island. They didn't get the client list, but they found flight logs. And I want to mention, too, that these girls were 17 to 11 years old, and they themselves have the client list because they were the ones that had sex with these people, these predators that came to the island. But they were children at the time, and I know that some of the girls have gotten a professional help, psychiatric help, and so their cases can't be divulged by their doctors or anything, but they know, too, who these people were. And it just amazes me. You know, we have photos. I ran across photos of Kamala Harris with Jeffrey Epstein. She was on the island. I'm not saying that she was a client, but she was there. She knew what was going on. and so does Bill Clinton. He knew damn well what was going on with those girls. And, you know, there's instances where even his own Secret Service would walk off trains because when he took young girls to the back when he was traveling and all. It's just disgusting. And I do, and this, as far as Madam Maxwell, I think she's out of fear. I think that she's fearful of her life, that she's going to be assassinated and murdered for divulging the names of a lot of these people. And as far as Epstein, I'm never going to believe that he committed suicide. I don't know how he could in that cell, because there's no way in hell he could have. So that's my stand on all this. So I'll just listen to you off air and hear what you think of what I think. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Nancy. That, you know, you're hitting that dead on the money right there. Is why would she not talk? Right? Because she's already been told, or it's been communicated to her somehow, that her talking might get her hung in her jail cell, right? I mean, okay, here we also have Niz on line two, and I think she wants to talk about that same subject.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
You know, the funny thing is the intelligence community does have a bunch of different ways to get to everyone. Clearly, she hasn't spoken because she's frightened. And you're right, she has been told not to say anything. Now, what's interesting, though, is the DOJ better be careful, because if they talk to her, they're going to have to offer her probably some kind of witness protection program or to spring her from jail. But, you know, the intelligence community can reach anyone, even through witness protection. That has been proven in the past. However, you know, they better be cautious, because she may name people that are actually associated with Republicans or the Trump administration. So this is kind of a performative thing that they're doing right now, because they truly don't want all the names of the associates of Mr. Epstein.
I don't understand why there's... we're not being told this flat out, but you would think, all I can do is put myself in other people's shoes. And if I'm Chris Wray and his guys and Joe Biden's DOJ, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure and put at least one report in that file that says, we've reached out to, we've communicated with his counsel, with her counsel several times, and we don't feel there's anything of value there worth giving her a break, yada, yada, yada. Hey, Niz, stand by one. There is the music. If you want to hang, I can bring you back after the break.
Sure.
All right, stand by one.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. New York Democrats suddenly have more problems in the back end of the New York Yankees starting rotation. But the Yankees have the opportunity to fix some of their issues before the July 31st trade deadline. However, there's no trade deadline in politics. And some conservative and moderate Democrats wish there was a waiver wire, especially for Democratic New York City mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani. The nomination of the self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist is cleaving the party. Quote, if Zohran Mamdani becomes mayor of New York City, it's going to put a lot of seats in play in New York, predicted GOP New York Representative Mike Lawler. Democrats need to defeat Lawler and probably Congressman Nick LaLota on Long Island if they're to have a chance to flip the House. Mamdani's nomination presents Republicans with a plum opportunity to alter the trajectory of House races near the Big Apple. And Democrats who represent swing New York districts like Tom Suozzi and Laura Gillen are trying to build a firewall between him and their candidacies for re-election. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Oh, man, I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Tuesday's Montana Talks, it might get a little Western around here. Our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X. You know, whenever he's with us on the show, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. He has taken the reins of Tuesday's Montana Talks. He'll be here for the full show, taking your phone calls and more. You know how the show rolls, though. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks app and more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, John Jackson in the house.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Spring the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordlund. Day one of the Northern Livestock Video Auction is in the books, and it showed that the calf market continues to climb higher, as our founder Evan Slack would say. Northern Livestock Video Auctioneer Ty Thompson.
You know, we've said for a couple of years now that the cow-calf man is in the driver's seat, and it's higher again today. I mean, I know we've had a couple of huge video sales last week that probably sold 450,000 head of cattle, and this sale's probably, so far on the lighter calves, is probably $10 to $14 higher than those sales were. We're probably $20 higher than our June sale was. Now, I'm just talking, what we've worked on today is calves weighing 4 to 5, 30, 540. That's kind of all we've sold here today. Started out this morning on wean calves. Started out right away with some 430-pound steers at 520. Of course, those were weaned. We had some programmed 540-pound steers. I believe they brought 475 or 80 on those wean calves. But most all the wean calves weighing in the light, right around a type 5, early 5s would bring anywhere from 450 to 470 on those wean calves. Get into the balling calves. We had some little low 410-pounders bringing 530-something. We had some quite a few of them 450 to 470 weight calves would bring up against $5 a pound on those calves, and that's what kind of took the jump.
Thompson said the heifer market is $30 higher than their June sale.
Now, granted, we've had a bigger selection of them probably than we did in June, but the heifer demand is good, and it's the first time that I've seen on these light calves where if there's no replacements kept, even though they're a lighter calf, a lot of people are trying to buy them for replacements. But the interesting thing about that is the feeders are taking the replacement buyers out. 450-pound heifer, near $5 a pound, 500-pound heifer, just a smooth 500-pound heifer, all the way up to 4 1/4. So one string of no-brand, 470-pound heifers, they brought 480 a pound. So, and all those cattle, I believe, and I might be mistaken on one or two, but the majority of them are going to grass or feed deals, not to replacements.
That's another factor as we consider the conversation around herd rebuilding. We'll be right back.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know that the office with the best view isn't a traditional office at all. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Give us a call from your office, wherever that may be. We'd love to chat. Find us at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to harvest news, the winter wheat progress made another 10 percentage points, jumping to 73% complete nationwide. Kansas has seen 97% of its crop harvested, while Montana seen 2% put up in the bin, while Idaho and Washington seen 12 to 18% complete, respectively. Spring wheat seen 87% of the spring wheat headed, equal to last year's pace. 52% of the crop was rated good to excellent nationwide, down 2 percentage points from last week. Montana spring wheat still rated just 7% good to excellent, while North Dakota and South Dakota are coming in at 67 and 70% good to excellent, respectively. On the Nordland Western Ag Network.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, we are back. This is John Jackson, and we still have Niz on the line. And wanted to get into this a little bit more. Like I was saying before the break, kind of got cut off there. You would imagine that if you're in their position, you would at least put one report in that file that says, We have communicated with the defense team of Miss Maxwell this many times, and we have been proffered this information from her, but we find none of it credible, and do not believe it would be worth in any way giving her any kind of break on her sentencing, yada, yada, yada. And Niz, wouldn't you think they would at least cover their butts?
You would think they would, but then again, we're going on assumption that they haven't privately spoken to her. You know, we're just going by the paperwork. But what's interesting is, you know, if the Department of Justice really wanted to interview someone, they don't even have to waste their time with Ghislaine Maxwell. Epstein's number two and number three recruiters, two women. They were his schedulers. They went to high schools combing the schools looking for girls, Leslie Groff and Sarah Kellen. Now, Leslie Groff worked for him for 20 years, and Epstein referred to her as his right-hand woman. These are two women. They both live outside of New York City. One lives in Miami. The other lives in Connecticut. They're walking around living the lifestyles of multimillionaires. Or the DOJ could actually ask Alex Acosta, President Trump's former labor secretary. He famously cut Epstein that sweetheart plea deal because he was told that Epstein belonged to intelligence. Well, who told him this? So go interview these three people. They're ripe for the picking. And, you know, see what they know.
Yeah, I think, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of problems with this whole thing as far as prosecution. We don't know about jurisdiction, okay? We don't know about how many of these women were underage at the time. We don't know what actual physical evidence there is. You might have the testimony, say, of a young girl, but you might not have anything corroborating it. Obviously, no physical evidence, no videotapes. No, we don't know any of this. That's the problem with it, right? We don't know. And
yep,
you have
the American public is going to have to be content with probably never knowing the full extent of what went on behind the scenes, because not that we have concrete proof. But if they want concrete proof that he did belong to an intelligence agency, that he was a construct of either our own government or a foreign government, that's not ever going to come out. They're never going to admit to that.
I don't think the American people are that's secondary to the American people, really. What they are more concerned with is the powerful, again, getting away with it. That's what their problem is, right? Hey, we're coming up to the break again. Thank you very much for the call, Niz. That's great info. And everybody out there, 406-294-0970, call in here if you can. We'll be right back. That's a quick right back from the Fox News break there. Yeah, I think it's what we were talking about with Niz before the break is what the American people are looking for here is, true enough, I think there's a lot of people that really get into this issue out there that understand the background blackness of it, that Jeffrey Epstein was probably working with intelligence agencies on this and passing them any dirt he had on the rich and powerful around the world. But what we want more than anything is an end to the big guys always getting away with it. Now, we've known this. You've known this your whole life, right? You've kind of been taught this your whole life, that there's two different castes in this world. There's two different groups. There's the people that get away with it, and then there's everybody else. And we kind of get that, you know, because the rich and powerful can hire all the lawyers, and they have all the contacts, and blah, 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 blah. But see, the last 16 years, starting with Barack Obama, we have seen we have been fed this notion with a fire hose, watching not only the rich and powerful, those people that lurk in the shadows, but our government officials, the people that are just out there, public figures, openly breaking the law, committing incredible crimes, and just walk right away, right off into the sunset, and get away with it, smiling, laughing at us all the way to the bank. And that's what the American people want to know about this case. And they were told, it's not like they pulled this out of their rear ends here, they were told they were going to get it. And I don't put this on President Trump, actually. I put this on Pam Bondi, the way she rolled this whole thing out. All we want to know is the following. I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now. What would make me happy is if we just had her and or her deputies come out and give us a press conference and say, here's what we have. We seized this many videotapes. We have this many pictures. We have this many logs and pieces of paper, paper trails that show this and so. It appears as though this many people visited that island and probably engaged in sexual activity down there. And this many of them, we believe, were with underage girls. Trafficking, which results in the trafficking of minors. And we are pursuing this case right now, pulling at every angle, and we will get to the bottom of it. That would make me happy. I don't know about you guys. I'd be happy. I'd okay, thanks a lot. We'll just move right on to the next thing, and I know you guys are on it. That's what we want to hear right there, and we've yet to hear it from these people. So, well, there's the music. We will be right back after the break.
Montana Turn Flint.
Good morning and welcome back. Well, you know, we're going to have to, and we'll get to this. We'll do this again in the later hours of the show because I think everybody needs to hear about this. But y'all got to hear about, in my opinion, the biggest news of the last 24 hours. And that is our favorite presidential son. And how that would, of course, be Hunter Biden. How would you describe Hunter Biden? Really, presidential advisor, international man of mystery, international businessman, crackhead, scumbag, bad man, piece of Adam Schiff, right? Just the lowest low life that probably maybe any of y'all have ever known in your life. You imagine the just low life piece of trash that you've ever known in your life. Yeah, this guy was the son of the president and was his bag man for all his pay-to-play cash all over the world. And towards the end there, when they wanted to kick Joe out after that horrible debate he had there last year, he was basically the only advisor to the president for that next however long 6 weeks. He was his wartime consigliere. I got a couple of clips from Hunter Biden that Caden has to sit in here with me during this because I'm so completely technologically challenged here. So he's going to run the board to play these clips. Hunter decided to do a little media tour yesterday and went out on these different podcast things that I'd never heard of any of these people that he's talking to, but in true Hunter Biden form, he was just dead on being himself and speaking the word of the Lord. Let's hear that first one there, Caden.
For someone, it might be like all these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. You. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you got food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? Who do you think is here by the sheer just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance? And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are criminals?
There he is. The first clip, there he is. Absolutely defending with vulgar language there, the invasion of our country through his father of the scum, the 25 million scum of the third world. And we have another one here, don't we, Caden? Why don't you hit that one and let's hear the rest of Hunter's wisdom.
Crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably. People think of crack as being dirty. It's the exact opposite. When you make crack, what you're doing is you're burning off all the impurities so that it combines with the sodium bicarbonate, which makes it smokable. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Did y'all know that actually, you know, crack is good for you. Crack is the breakfast of champions. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not any worse than alcohol for you.
Hunter had others. He's got other clips out there, and several of them are really just too long. We can't really play on the show. But he's out there just ranting against everyone and everything that did in his old man and that he's unhappy about. And he is just throwing the flames with curse words and all. He went after everybody in the DNC and in other clips in the Democratic Party. He went after all of them, all of their donors, everybody. I got a list here. He went after, he made sure and did quite a little bit on Mama Pelosi. Went after her, is enraged that she's basically the one that kicked Joe out of office, went on and on about that, of course, with curse words. Goes after Jake Tapper, goes after David Axelrod. And the real, the next one, the next funniest one was where he goes after George Clooney. Really had a lot of nasty and kind of heated rhetoric of about George Clooney. He doesn't, let's put it this way, he doesn't like George very much. But what was amazing, you saw immediately people on the left and in the media came out like, tell him to shut up. Because he's just out there being himself. And like I said a second ago, the crack addict, scumbag, career criminal, bag man to the president, and to when Joe was vice president, bag man to him then, out there just spitting venom. But then sit back for a second and ask yourself, here we are, where are we? We're in late July, right? Joe's been gone since a year ago. Kamala lost the election back in November. Trump didn't come in until January. So why, you know, all of a sudden here, 6-9 months at later, is he coming out spewing the venom? Just really, really pouring it down to everybody he despises. Basically telling his own truth. He's telling his truth about everybody that did in his old man and everybody that's a traitor and a rat and a criminal and all these other things inside the DNC. I'll tell you why. And there's another clip in there that is too long. We can't play for you, in which he goes on a long screed about all of these people that he thinks didn't help his old man and talks about all the money they're making, all the money they made, all the money they continue to make. And I'll tell you why. This is John Jackson's opinion, why 6-9 months later, Hunter is coming out like this and just flame-throwing everybody. It's because he got the cold shoulder. Him and old man Joe got the Pauly from Goodfellas. The entire DNC structure has turned their back on him. Hunter went out, along with Joe, you know, for the last 9 months out there, and they're trying to get hooked up into the whole NGO nonprofit scams that all the Democrats got going on out there. Of course, with the billions of dollars of our tax money that's still floating around out there that Pam Bondi and the FBI have not seen fit to get out there, investigate, freeze, stop, all that. It's still all this billions and billions of dollars out there in the pipeline still. Hunter and Joe got out there, tried to get their beak wet in all of it, and got told no. They're being left out in the cold here, and that's why Hunter yesterday decides to come out and just flame everybody, because what the hell, right? Doesn't make any difference anymore. We're not going to get any big fat government cheese, are we? So we might as well tell the truth on everybody, and I would look for... I would look for Hunter to be talking more. I bet you after that performance yesterday, they'll have him on more and more shows. Because like I said, imagine if you're one of these podcasters out here, a YouTuber, whoever, maybe even a mainstreamer. You see that performance yesterday, which I guess, you know, the whole world is watching now. It was viral because of him just flamethrowing everybody and his language and all. Everybody's going to want him on. I bet he wakes up this morning to his phone and his computer blowing up for requests. And see, a guy like him, that type of criminal
narcissistic personality, he's not going to be able to resist that. Even though everybody's probably telling him to shut up, he's going to want to do this. He is going to want to get out there. I look for it today, tomorrow, and the weeks to come. More performances from Hunter Biden like this. Before we get to the next break, I want to throw y'all in something. Y'all have heard Aaron Flint talk a lot on here about what the Montana legislature did in their last term. And, you know, the resulting Charlie Foxtrot out there of just about everything that they tried to do, because they were hijacked by Democrats, both in the Montana House and in the Montana Senate. But I just got proof positive of stuff I had been hearing about for a while. What is the biggest thing we were screaming about? We as Montana citizens and Montana taxpayers, right? What were we screaming about? We wanted tax relief. We wanted less income tax and less property tax. I mean, I heard people screaming that thing more than anything, less property taxes. Well, guess what? I just got the notice on my cabin, which is, it would be my secondary residence. I just got the notice on my cabin that my taxes are going up next year by almost 50%. Almost 50%, guys. And any of y'all out there that have your secondary place out there, say, you know, cabin or vacation place or whatever, look out. Get ready for that tax statement to come in. Or they're going to tell you, this is what we're proposing, and you can appeal it, right? Hey, not for nothing, guys. Montana Republican Legislature, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good looking out, guys. Good looking out, Republicans. 50% raise in my property taxes. Good job. Good job, guys. With friends like that, who needs enemies, right? There is the music, and we will be right back after the break here on Montana Talks.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
By the way, Alvin Bragg spent all his time, if you look at his prosecution history, his conviction rate is plunging every year since he took office, and he's hiding the ugly numbers from the public. Only 35% of felony cases ended in convictions last year, down from 37% in 23, down from 40% in 22, 42% in 21. One thing he's happy about is he went after Donald Trump. And if you think this, you know, radical leftism, statism, socialism, it's not working out well out in California either, because now Sean Duffy has said no to this, you know, railway to nowhere.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, this is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine and some scattered showers and storms looking to develop around the area this afternoon. High temperature readings will range from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Then temperatures will drop back off into the lower 50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
President Trump wants the Washington Redskins name back. Will the logo honoring a legendary Blackfeet Nation leader once again be restored? Hey, if you guys missed it, over the weekend, President Trump had a post on Truth Social calling for the NFL to restore the Washington Redskins name. He throttled down with another post on Truth Social. Check it out. I've got all that more, MontanaTalks.com. Better yet, get the Montana Talks app. You'll see it there.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. We were talking earlier in the hour about Jeffrey Epstein. And you know what happened last week, and I did a whole bit with my Spaces folks the other day. I won't do the whole rant here for you this morning, but you know what came out last week that caused everyone intentionally to stop talking about Epstein was, lo and behold, guys, in case y'all hadn't heard, Tulsi Gabbard came out and told us that. What? Wow, gee whiz, blockbuster information out there, blockbuster breaking news that Obama and his whole White House, along with the intelligence communities and the FBI, participated in a setup, criminal conspiracy setup of President Trump back 2016, 2017, when he was both a candidate and then the president himself. This, all of y'all know this as Russiagate. And that was 8 years ago. And by my count, there's been over a dozen books written on this. And everything Tulsi Gabbard released the other day, I haven't seen a new piece of info or a new name. Now, are they getting some documents that they didn't have access to before? Yeah. But other than that, there's nothing new here. But the thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is don't be sucked into, if you're out there listening to, say, talk radio, you're out there on social media, whatever it is, these people trying to tell you that we're going to put Obama in jail. We're going to put all of his people in his White House in jail. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, blah, blah, blah. You know, the land of misfit toys, usual suspect list of names. Okay, that we're gonna get all these guys and we're gonna put them in jail. It's not gonna happen. And in my opinion, this was one big distraction. But that didn't keep the social media universe out there from running wild with this. And don't get me wrong, all of those people are heinous criminals, and they deserve to go. But here's the thing. The statute of limitations has run on this, has run on all of it. The statute of limitations for almost all federal crimes is 5 years. And everything they did, the statute has run on it. And you're going to get people come back to you and tell you, they committed treason! They committed treason! So, and there's no statute of limitation on treason. Guys, as much as I would like to agree with you on that, they did not commit treason. All you have to do is look up the legal definition, and as it is also defined in the Constitution, what treason is. Treason is levying war against the United States, leading an army, okay, against the United States. Also, adhering to enemies. That means supporting the enemies of the United States, those that would levy war, right? And then also giving those people aid and comfort. Those are the three elements of treason. And none of that applies to what these people did, all right? None of it does. Then the second thing is people talk about sedition and seditious conspiracy. I happen to agree that they did do that. That I think what they did does fall into the definition, you know, under that statute. But the problem with it is sedition as well is subject to the 5-year statute of limitations. The only thing that we can do out here is if there's any of them, as I understand it, Brennan
testified in front of some congressional committee back in 2023. If any of them have testified under oath in the last 5 years and lied, let's get them. That's the way to get some of these people. But other than that, you're not going to get these people. This is old news, and we've got way too much red meat right on our plate right now to be talking about this stuff that we can't prosecute. Well, there is the music, and we will be right back after the top of the hour here with Montana Talks.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.